Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. And today we're going to be reviewing two things, actually. One is the brand new game that just came out actually a couple hours ago, Mixape. We're going to talk about that. And also the new ROG Flow Z13. This is the gaming tablet. I also will call it a laptop, but we'll talk more about that. And it's in here. I'm going to open it up later so we can talk about it. But first, let's talk about our first introduce ourselves. We have Rihanna here on the show. What's up, Ri?
Hello out there.
Yeah, how's it been?
It's been great. I am really excited to talk about this game today from a multitude of reasons.
Yeah. So I know Ree's been playing it. I haven't played mine yet. I played the demo at different events. But hopefully I could take some time, just play it on my own. But I have some couple questions without you know, spoiling the game or anything like that. So,
right, no spoilers.
No spoilers. But I can't wait. Can't wait for us to talk about that. So let's start off, Ree. Like, when was the first time you heard about Mixape?
Oh, goodness. The first time I heard about Mixape, I heard other people talking about it. I want to say it was either you or Ka or maybe Tim Geddes from Kind of Funny. You know, people just saying, like, hey, there's this cool new game. It's very 90s, nostalgic, very focused on music and vibes. And unsurprisingly, that it's from Annapurna. And all of those things made me immediately interested, right? So I first heard about it through word of mouth through other people. And then the first time I saw it was at Summer Game Fest Playdays last year. I played the demo and had a chance to talk to one of the developers and got a lot of intel on how excited they are to make this game, how different their approach was for this game. Mm-hmm. And then more recently heard from your interview, Danny, with Johnny Galvatron, and then also saw him on stage at DICE. And if you're not aware, Johnny Galvatron heads up this game with Beethoven and Dinosaur, which is the studio that makes Mixtape. Mm-hmm. And he's very eccentric and very expressive, and he's a very creative person, and you definitely see that DNA throughout the game.
Yeah. I think for me, the first time I heard about this game, it was, I believe it was Xbox Game Showcase.
Mm.
I believe it was like maybe 2 years ago or so. They had a teaser trailer where they showed it, and I was like, oh my god, this is so cool, and it's based in the 90s. I'm all in.
Oh yeah, I remember that was when we saw like the flying scene and everyone was like, oh, it's just like the Artful Escape kind of thing.
Yeah. And then after that, the first time I got to play it was at Summer Game Fest. I went to the booth and I'm like, hey, look, please tell me you have some time for me to play this game. And I went to the booth, got to play the game, and then and I even talked to Johnny about this during the interview. I was enjoying the game, and then Phil Spencer and Kojima came and basically I had to stop. So
kicked you out of your booth.
Yeah, right. So I mean, that's not a bad way to stop, right? So but yeah, I fell in love with the whole vibe. It reminded me a lot of, like, you know, growing up in the 90s in Miami and other areas, you know. So like that's something that really stood out to me about the game when I first got to see the trailer and also getting hands on. But I was so curious, like, to learn more about the game, you know, throughout a couple months after that, you know. So yeah, we saw Johnny presentation at DICE. It was really, really funny. Talked a little bit about him and the studio and the game. And it was really cool, really, really cool presentation. So Ree, I know you also grew up in the 90s. How much can you relate with the stuff that you got to play with this game and also yourself, you know, personally?
Yeah, I related a lot to, I'll say, the vibes and more of the angst between our teenage leads, right? Mm-hmm. So you're playing as Rocky, or her name is Stacy Rockwell, and her two friends, Cassandra and Van. And between the three of them, you get a lot of like Ferris Bueller's Day Off type of vibes where, you know, they're going through this, you know, end of their high school experience transition and facing all of the feelings and the changing of their life paths and all of the different personal growth moments and points of tension that we all experience, right, as young people. And again, being as spoiler-free as possible, this movie, or movie, wow, that shows you a lot of how I interpreted it. This game brought back a lot of those feelings of like what it was like to have your thing, have your people, have your routine, and then have to face change. And I think that's relatable no matter when you grew up. Or where. I will say the suburban setting definitely struck a chord with me, you know, walking around, like, you know, going to the same sporting events as everybody, going to school, the hangout place, the one cool person has the one cool party. Like all of that felt very familiar. And a lot of the music was familiar, which I'll get into in a little bit. Uh-huh. And very emotional and very nostalgic.
Yeah, you know, I got to see a couple things while you're playing. Like, it reminded me a lot of, like, watching, like, a movie like Goonies. I know Goonies was more like the 80s, but,
also,
you know.
Younger kids.
Younger kids,
I would say
too.
It's definitely had a lot of, like, Superbad kind of vibes.
Superbad, yes. That's another one, yeah. But the reason why I mentioned Goonies, it was, like, the intro part where they're, like, a skateboard, and they're going to, like, the I believe that was, like, a highway or a street. Lots of forest. Like that part reminds me of like the Goonies, them riding the bike through the forest, and it's that
when kids just like went outside and did stuff alone.
Yeah. no phones, no smartphones, right? It's just strictly enjoying the moment. Like you know, seeing that and the things that I got to play in the game, it reminds me a lot of that, of those moments, right? You know, me growing up, you know, in the 90s, you know, instead of the, I know there's a lot of like rock music in this, right? But also had like for me, I grew up in like hip hop, and you can still relate to both, like the way how people will, you know, how they could share the experience, how they could also share like when they enjoy a movie or music, just word of mouth, and like having that little tight crew, like that, all that reminded me of like us, like, you know, growing up in the 90s, you know. So like that's something that really stood out to me, and it's easy to connect with the story, right?
Yeah definitely.
So I know you got to play this for a couple of days, so tell me, like, how was your experience, what your thoughts, and what is it you do in the game? Because this, you know, there's three characters, and I know there's some moments that it changes, like the way how you play. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too?
Yeah, for the most part, you're controlling Stacy or Rocky, and you are doing a lot of exploring. There's some environmental storytelling. So, you know, you walk up to a Polaroid on the desk, and you hit X to pick it up, and then you go through a bit of dialogue between the characters about what it's showing, and then there's some that are golden X's in the different environments you're exploring, and those will trigger a memory/mini game, right? So when you see a golden X, it's something that will trigger this mini game, advance the story, and those mini games can be all kinds of things. It can be skating, like you said, which you see a lot in the trailers. Again, I don't want to spoil some of the really, really cool ones. So they'll involve the three friends going on some kind of adventure and remembering what that was like, or maybe remembering a romantic encounter, which happens pretty early in the game. Once you've played it, if you know, you know. It is unlike anything I've ever experienced in a video game, and pretty wild. And not in a not, well, I'll just say that. I'll leave it at that. But they're really interesting and inventive, and expressive. And some of them are surreal. A lot of them are surreal, right? So it's not a, like, there's segments, I can say this again because it's in trailers, and I'm trying to remain as spoiler-free as possible, but they're flying through these environments, and you're controlling their flight path. And they're obviously not really flying. But when you remember how it felt to be running around free with your friends, not a care in the world, no place to be, it felt like flying. And I like that surrealist take on high school memories and youth memory, childhood memories, mm-hmm. where like it doesn't have to make sense, but it's this the way you feel when you listen to an incredible song or when you're with people who just bring out the light in you. And I really love the emotion that it brings out. And jumping, I guess we got to do it, Danny. Talking about the emotion, there is a lot of songs in this game. Obviously, it's called Mixtape. Mixtapes have been a large part of their marketing rollout, which is really, really cool. Unfortunately, if you want to stream this or monetize clips of it, it's going to be kind of tough. There's all kinds of licensed songs, and they are absolutely part of the story, so you can't just replace them or swap them out with generic songs or license-free music. Mm. There is a particular scene, it doesn't matter what it is, where Stacy queues up. She's queuing up all of these songs throughout the game as if she were a disc jockey, right? She's announcing them and giving a little history of it and like why it feels right for each moment that she puts it on. Mm-hmm. Almost like she's scoring her life in real time. And she puts on a song that I have heard a lot in my childhood. Mm-hmm. The last time I heard that song, my grandmother was the one who played it, and she was still alive, and I was in the backseat of her car, and we were singing along to it together, and no idea where we were going or even why she loved this song so much, but it reminded me of her, and I was immediately transported, you know, I was immediately in that car again, and she was there. And there were a couple of other things around me that also reminded me of her. And it was so powerful, I had to turn the game off. I had to pause it. And Danny, you were there, and so was our daughter. And she, being an empath, immediately jumps in my lap and says, "Mama, are you okay?" And I'm sobbing, right? Because on top of remembering my Oma, my kid is now being cute as hell. And then Danny comes over like, "No, she's okay. It's happy tears, right, Mama?" So then the whole family is like surrounding me with hugs. And I'm just like weeping as if I am a child, remembering somebody who I love dearly and who I miss a lot. And it's all based on a sound, right? It's all based on this song. And it just kind of underscores the way music in a certain moment can be so imprinted on your heart that like you don't even know it's there, and when something triggers it, like it just opens up a whole core of who you are. And there's a lot of moments in this game that I think will have that same or similar impact for different emotions and different memories for different people. And I love the way Beethoven and Dinosaur was able to incorporate that feeling into making new memories for these characters, right? So taking the waterworks out of it, some of the mini games were a little repetitive, I will say. There's a few segments where you have a different spin on it, but it did feel a bit like going back to the same well. Some of them, like I said, were things I have never seen in a game before and very funny and very, very interesting. And the pacing was good. Like it kept giving you stuff to do that feels game-like and very core memory-like, that sort of broke up the exploration and the cinematic moments. But the cinematic moments are incredible as well. Like I keep saying references that sound like movies or references to movies because it felt like I was playing through a movie, really. And the interactive portions are really approachable. This is given to somebody who doesn't play a lot of games, but they've at least held a controller before, they'll be able to play it. And there are a lot of moments where you can just kind of sit and pause and like be in these characters' lives and in their shoes. Like you're just hanging out by a lake or, you know, sitting on a couch or chilling in someone's room. And those moments felt so much like my youth growing up. And I don't have those moments with friends a lot anymore. You know, we're in our own little adult world and our family unit. And one of the things I'm looking forward to in our near future is having more of those moments where you're just communing with people who you vibe with. So I really loved almost everything about this game and the emotions it pulled out of me, the memories it struck in me are really impressive. And I've never played a game like this before, and I probably never will.
That says a lot, how important this game is, right? So another thing I want to ask you about, the pause menu. It looks really cool, right? Like it's and for those who don't know, for this game, every time you finish in like a chapter or whatever, it's called more tracks. So think of it as like an actual mixtape. So so you go with track one, and then the next one, track two, and so on. So how was that? You know, seeing the pause menu, that the music and everything. Does it feel like an actual mixtape when you're playing it?
It does. I mean, it's a mixtape of someone's high school, like the last days of their high school experience, and then them reflecting back on previous days, even before that. So yeah, it does. And when you do the pause menu, you see a disc, right? Like the 74-minute recordable laser disc. And you can scroll through, once you've played through the different chapters, you can scroll through each scene and each track and go back and play them. And there are achievements for some of these mini games that I may go back and try to 100%. We'll see. But it's the packaging is really slick and very much in theme. And it feels super, super intentional. Like every part of it was touched with love of that era, like the 90s, early 2000s. And it all the way down to, like you said, the menu. It's really thorough.
Yeah, I mean, even with when you pause the game and you see the actual CD, it's actually the CD is under a case, so you see like the price tag of that CD, and it reminded me of like going to the store and like, oh, it costs like $10 or whatever. Like they have the exact sticker of that. I'm like, whoa, that reminds me of that. You know, going to like Blockbuster Music or Specs back in those days. You know, like it reminded me a lot of that. That type of CD packaging and everything. So it's really cool. Which one out of the three characters you think you connected more those three?
Connected more?
Mm-hmm. That you could relate in different ways or?
I wouldn't say any is like a direct connection for me. I'll tell you who I like the most. Is Van. Sure.
Okay.
Why? I like Van the most. He's got a very calm and rational and laissez-faire approach to life and and to conflict and to changes. And he's like, I just like doing stuff, man. And he was a good time. I would like to hang out with Van, I think, the most. Van Slater.
All right. There you go. And my last question, for those who are listening, why should they check out this game?
Oof. I think if you're younger, it's a really accurate, if not sort of artistic, look into what childhood and youth looked like for people our age, which is really important. It's important to see how things are the same and how they're different. If you're our age, it's just straight up nostalgia. Like, it's just, remember your life? Here you go. Here's someone else who had a very similar experience, and it's really fun to relive a lot of like such specific moments where you're like, someone on the narrative team went to the theater and they did this, and my friends and I did this when we went to the movies, and like it's this, oh, we're all the same people. Those moments are really fun. There's a lot of those. And then for people who don't play games at all, it's a really good experience. Like I said, it's telling a really interesting story about these three people, and you know, obviously tangential characters as well, and they have relatable experiences, relatable changes, relatable conflicts, and seeing them work through them, move away from each other, move toward each other it's really, really sweet and really special. You know, there's no combat, so it's not a stressful game. I would say it's really a nice, reflective, cinematic experience that has some beautiful moments for interaction in it.
Yeah, and for me, the last thing I will say is I like that this game is short because, you know, a lot of people don't have the time to spend hours and hours to play a game, right? This is also on Game Pass, so you could just pick it up, play it,
play your anywhere.
Yeah, play anywhere, move on, and so on. So that part I like. Also, I'm very happy that the developers didn't change the music to, you know, for like streamers. I'm glad that they sticked with their vision, because if they put like other type of music just for streaming, it's a different, totally different vibe. Like this game was meant to be played like this.
Yeah. You know?
So that's something that stood out to me a lot. And I'm glad that they just stay with it, you know?
It's so integral to the story. Like, there's really no way to replace the music. Like it's just straight up. Like, the title track and the mm-hmm. artist comes up on the screen. The main character talks about what the tracks are. You're listening to it, and it's scored to the exact moments of what you're watching and the next cutscene. Like, there's just no way to replace the music. The music is the story.
100%. So, yeah, check it out. Thanks to Tara Bruno PR, Annapurna, everybody for giving us opportunity to play this game early. So I'm glad that we got to check it out and shared our experience with our listeners and everything. So yeah. Thanks, Reeve.
Congrats to Beethoven and Dinosaurs, another hit.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny and the crew. Yeah. All right, so one more thing we'd like to talk about. It's about the ROG Flow Z13 KJP. So Kojima Productions worked on this. They did the whole design, everything. And this is the actual case. I know people are going to say, wow, it reminds me a lot of like Death Stranding, like that type of vibe, I guess, right? But it's very, very clean. Little heavy, because I remember I told Reed to check it out, and she's like, wow, this thing is pretty heavy for this size, right? So I'm going to open up very quick, so I want to show you guys, for those that are watching, because I'm also going to talk about it for those that are listening to the podcast. It has this cool design that only Kojima could come up with this type of vibe.
And it coming out of like a white briefcase that looks like it's like heavily reinforced definitely makes it feel like precious cargo and not just a carrying case.
Yep. But I just love that the actual tablet/laptop, it has like this gold and black design. It's really, really nice.
Let's see it. Yeah.
There you go. For those who are watching, this is it, right? But I'm also describing it for those who are listening to the podcast. I just love the design there. Of course, speakers, fan, everything. But I played a couple games in this, and it was very quiet. It wasn't loud at all. I played Marathon on this. I actually downloaded a couple games that I'm playing that I am not allowed to talk about, just to see, because I was just curious. Works fine. One game that I could talk about that I'm going to test it out very soon is the new Forza Horizon 6 game. I just want to see how it looks in this, and, you know, that's which review coming soon. Of that game.
But yeah, it's cool. It's got a lot of asymmetry, some sharp angular lines. Mm-hmm. You've got the fan cutout is very specifically designed with different like spokes coming out, and you have Kojima's logo on the on the back. Yeah. If you can,
and also make that out. And also the keyboard
Republic of Gamers as well. Yeah. So yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's definitely snazzy. It'll stand out amongst a sea of black and white machines for sure. Mm-hmm.
And for those that played like the Xbox Ally X, you know, ROG products, it has that same type of layout where, you know, you could connect it. It will say turbo, like depending how fast you want this computer, or if you want to save some battery, you could change the settings and everything like that. When it comes to like playing games in this, flawless. Like, I haven't had no issues at all. I played multiple games and it looks great. This is something where I could see myself, you know, like what we did when we went to Las Vegas. We went for a conference, right? And I had this device with me. I did some work, did some emails, editing. I actually added a couple of videos there, and played some games. And it was fine. I really, really very impressed with this type of a tablet slash laptop. I know for Ree, she tested out a couple of times. You said that it wasn't the bottom part where the keyboard is at. That's what you're saying. It was like very loose. I didn't find it that way for me.
But, and yeah, and this is just because when I travel for work, I typically take my laptop. It's a Windows Surface laptop.
Sure.
And very thin, very light, and a rigid laptop, right? It's very typical. It cannot play games the way that Danny's new machine can. Mm-hmm. However, it's good enough for emails, some calls, and some light editing, which is what I usually do when we're on the road. And for that, I'm usually working either on a tabletop fold out on a plane or on my lap or on a couch in an Airbnb or on the bed on a hotel, right? What we usually do when we're traveling. Uh-huh. And because my laptop is just a regular rectangle that opens up and both sides are rigid, it's uh-huh. easy to do and just kind of post up anywhere. With this machine from ROG, uh-huh. it is a heavy, hardy, powerful tablet with a cover that doubles as a keyboard. That cover is much lighter and much more flexible than the tablet itself, where the monitor and the screen is. Uh-huh. So when you fold it out and try to put it on your lap, it flops around a lot. And it's hard to use unless you're on a really rigid surface, a really stable surface. So again, just like the use case was a little bit different than what I typically need. Now if you have it on a desktop and you're gaming, it's perfect. Like there's no issues. Uh-huh. But if you're using it as a travel machine, you're almost better off just using it as a tablet and not trying to balance the floppy keyboard on your lap or a tray table, because it just isn't very stable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could also connect your own keyboard or mouse if you want, separate one. You know, you could remove this from the bottom, which is easy to remove. It's not, you know. Another thing that I do want to mention, in this, it also has this armory crate where this is where you could like change the settings and everything from there. They have like an exclusive type theme, just same colors as the tablet. For that, this is where you could change the speed. Like you could put performance, turbo, if you just want to have it like Windows. Like it all depends if you want to like save your battery, and it will tell you like how much CPU you're using, GPU. It will tell you like the storage, everything from there. Like it's really, really cool. I also have to mention that the keyboard, because this is also meant for gaming, at the keyboard at the bottom, you see this is where a lot of the people that use mouse and keyboard, they have like the actual buttons colored in gold. Where
yeah,
this
is
where
the WASD buttons, the WASD, which is usually when you're using a keyboard for mm-hmm. for gaming, this is your directional movement.
Yeah, yeah. So people use that. I personally connect the controller guy. I'm not good at mouse and keyboard, but and also the processors is all AMD Ryzen. The graphics card actually is a 8060S graphics. So people want to know about that too. The display is 13.4 inches, Ree.
Mm-hmm.
13.4.
Feels bigger. I think,
right? It feels bigger, right? Yeah. I mean, this is also a touchscreen. So again, you could remove the keyboard. You want to use that. Just the screen itself is fine too. Camera. Let me see what the camera, because I. Camera is a 13 MP camera. So I'm trying to think like I could compare that to. This is the. Yeah, because this is. Yeah. So look, you see this camera right here, the front. And also right here, this is the front one too. So this is a 5 MP IR camera from Windows. So this is like the front one. And the 13 MP is the one from the side mm-hmm. right here. So
it looks like it's similar to a. Uh-huh. I'm looking for like phones.
Oh, I'd like to compare.
Yeah, to compare mm-hmm. the camera, like the Samsung mm-hmm. Galaxy A series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you have a TCL 50. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Similar to that phone.
For the next. Yeah. The okay. Another thing too, once you get this, it also has like a 2 months premium of Xbox Game Pass, and I believe you also get a free copy of Death Stranding 2. So you want to try it out. I think it's the perfect game to test it out if you want to see how powerful this tablet is. The cost of this is $3,699. Now, a lot of people are saying, okay, this device, who is it for? And I believe it's for those that just want to have one, a tablet on the go like this. Or if they're fans of Kojima, they just want to like collect those type of designs. Like this is like very limited too. Like it's not like a lot of people are going to be buying this. Like I think this is for like a certain crowd of people that really want to try this out. I personally, for me, like I really love this tablet. I really been having a great time playing these games. And also for me as a podcaster, this has been great, like for editing and so on, you know. So
it's really powerful and really small. And I think if you are looking for that combination for either playing or editing, like you're saying, Danny, it's a really good solution for that.
Yeah.
And also it's got a lot of style.
Yeah, and also my last thing is I also want to connect this to the TV. So, like, there's probably some games on Steam or Epic Game Store that's available here. I want to play on the TV, just connect it, boom, and just have the controller on the go and just play like that. I think that'd be great too, you know? So, anything else about this, Reed, before we wrap it up?
That's it.
All right. Well, I just want to say thanks to the Asus team, ROG team also, for sending me this. Hopefully we could talk more about their products. I know before we had the Ally X and the Ally, we talked about it. There's going to be more products coming out from there from like the gaming side, which I can't wait to check it out from them. So keep it up. Thank you so much for the opportunity. All right, Reese. So the next episode, it's a good one. It comes out, I believe, on Sunday. Reese, you want to mention who we interviewed the other day?
I would love to. We have a very exciting interview with the people who are bringing Bubsy back. So we have Bubsy 4D and the incredible team who are reviving a very fondly remembered and maybe a little bit debated of a character. And we've seen some previous attempts at revivals before, but I think they've really got it this time. So it's a very cool one. And I'm super excited to play it as soon as we can.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, stay tuned. That's coming out this Sunday only here on Gamer Tag Radio. Just want to say, everyone, thank you for listening and also watching. And Bree, thank you for recording this this episode, and also happy Mother's Day, which is in a couple of days.
Aww, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, all the gamer moms. We appreciate you.
Awesome. All right, everyone, until next time, we're out.
Bye.